This is the Employment Law Show.
And good evening. Welcome to it here. The Employment Law Show. You bet. John Scholes, Lior Samfiru. We're both ready to rock. We hope you are as well. If you have questions about employment, workplace rights, maybe a problem at work, maybe that boss you're not too fond of, or maybe he's not too fond of you and you're looking at a severance letter right in front of you now, don't do anything with it. Just listen to the show and then reach out afterwards to Lior and his team. How do you do that? Simple. 1-855-821-5900. Help at employmentlawyer.ca. And you always got that website, of course, with the severance calculator. We talk about it every night. And that would be pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. It's free. It's anonymous. And it's a wonderful tool. And you'll learn so much just using that website for a few minutes. But we're going to get into the email. We got so many building up over the last couple of weeks, Lior. We're going to get through a bunch of these, as many as we can, over the next half hour in between those phone calls as well. But case of the day, you always get it kicked off, pal. What do you got going on?
Hey, Johnny, great as always to be here. Great to be talking about this so very important topic and hopefully to try to demystify as much as possible. Every week, I think, if you listen to the show, you get a bit more knowledgeable. You get a bit more information about this topic. So you're going to do the same thing today. If you're listening to us, you have an opportunity to know more about your rights, what to do if your boss is not acting properly, or if your job is at jeopardy. A lot of people these days are calling me because they're worried about their job being lost. They're kind of seeing the writing on the wall, and they're trying to be prepared for that eventuality, what to expect with their severance offer, what to expect in terms of their rights. Well, on this show, we'll talk about that. So you can ask us right now, call the show and ask us the questions about your specific situation, whether your boss is doing things right or wrong, whether you should be responding to that performance improvement plan, whether you should respond to your employer giving you an ultimatum. You get it. Call us right now. Let's talk about those issues. And, of course, beyond just the 30 minutes of the show, I'm not going anywhere. You can reach me in the office, phone or email, so don't ever hesitate to do that. Now, case of the day where I'd like to start, I spoke with a gentleman who had been working for about 2.5 years with no issues at his workplace. And recently was told that we need you to do something for us, as the boss said. We need you to, on your way to work, pick up 2 co-workers because they don't have an easy way to get here and we need them here in the office and you have a car. And on the way back, just drop them off at home. And he figured that that for him will mean about an extra half hour in the morning and about another half hour in the evening, so about an hour extra a day. And he asked his employer, well, am I going to pay for this extra time? He was an hourly employee. And he said, no, you're coming in anyway, so what's the big deal? You're going to be a team player, so no, we don't have the budget to pay you for this. So he called me with a very simple question. Do I have to do this, and what happens if I don't? Yeah. So here's the thing. Of course, his employer, if there is employers requiring him to do something, then yes, they have to pay for his time. His time is not free. He's not required to volunteer his time. So if his employer is demanding that he do something, then guess what? That has to be paid. There's no such thing as free labor. And spending half hour to pick up your colleagues in the morning and in the evening again because your boss told you is considered work. You're doing something you were told to do. You have to be paid for that. And remember that if your boss expects you to do something, even if it's before or after your shift, that is not free. Same thing with training. If your boss expects you to go to a certain training, that has to be paid. So what I told this person is, if you're doing this and you're not getting paid, number one, you have to get paid. Number two is the failure to pay you can itself be a constructive dismissal. If your boss is not paying you as they should, if they're not giving you what they owe you, that's a breach of the terms of employment. And that may mean that you can consider your employment as terminated and pursue your severance. Now, in this context, it's a situation where he's driving his co-workers and he's not getting paid for it, but it can apply in other situations. Maybe you're owed for last night shift. Maybe you're not getting paid for all your hours work. You're owed vacation pay. You're owed overtime pay. If your boss refuses to pay you what it owes you, well, then that could be a constructive dismissal. So he can demand payment. He can refuse to do it. He could potentially even argue constructive dismissal. There's various options here. So an important reminder to all our listeners, no such thing as free labor, and the failure to pay you could absolutely be a constructive dismissal.
All right, good stuff, good start. Let's get into this first call of the evening. Chris, thank you for patiently standing by. Good evening. How are you?
Thanks so much for taking the call. I just want to say I listen pretty much every day, and I usually point other people to listen to the show. But I have one question I couldn't find online. Basically, a friend of mine got laid off, but during his layoff, he had found a job. And he then was given a phone call about 2 weeks in. He took a leave of absence, but he found a job, I meant to say. Then in 2 weeks in, he was called by the manager, and he was told, like, you know, maybe it's a good idea to go on temporary layoff because the company had been slow since last year. Now, he's wondering, and he asked me because I listen to the show often, but I couldn't get the answer for this even online. Can he get severance even though he was working during the period where he was on leave of absence?
What was the reason for the leave of absence?
He had some personal matters, and the schedule at his original workplace didn't work for him, but he was able to work at another facility for a similar job but at different hours that fit his schedule better. And it was only supposed to be for that month. So he took a leave of absence to kind of mend things together at home. And long story short, during that March, to be exact, he was given a call and said, oh, maybe we'll just do a temporary layoff. They haven't given a return date either, by the way. And the company itself is doing this.
This actually works well for him, believe it or not, because here's what I mean. If he gets laid off and then immediately finds another job, then that could absolutely reduce his severance. But if he's already working this other job, then he gets laid off, that new job doesn't impact it. So he still gets his full severance. So he has the ability to consider this temporary layoff as a termination of employment. And because he was already employed somewhere when that happened, then, yeah, he could get his full severance now. So, yeah, I absolutely can help him get that severance. He can reach out to me. How long has he worked for this company?
Just under 2 years, roughly, let's say shy of 2 months. So essentially just send him to your office like I would with any other relative, I guess.
Yeah, he's owed a few months severance, depending on his age and the type of job that he did. So, yeah, he should definitely call our office. Happy to help him. And it's a very good question. It's a unique scenario. I haven't
been asked that
specific question in a while. But, yeah, he's absolutely owed severance.
Okay, we'll do it. Thanks so much for that. No
problem. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you reaching out. And I'll give you the number just before we go to break, 1-855-821-5900. Help at employmentlawyer.ca. Sal, stand by. We're coming to you next. And you as well. Pick up a phone. Get in line with these guys. Ask your questions. Just that simple. That's how the show works every night. Tuesday night edition, Employment Law Show continues. Hang in there.
Welcome back to the Employment Law Show.
And welcome back to it. You betcha. We're here till just before 7 o'clock here, Monday to Thursday. Love having you join us on air. Sal, thank you for hanging on for a couple minutes there. What's going on with you?
We got a big problem here. We're going to do a class action lawsuit. I need a good lawyer to do this because we got a multi-corporation company here that's changed names. And they think they can get away with not paying anybody. They just fired a bunch of guys before their contracts. So they're not paying out their contracts. They're not paying any severance. They're not paying any. They're withholding money, their wages owed for the last week before they got terminated. And on my end, I got reconsideration at the labor board. So they're re-looking at my case at the labor board, but now I just found out all these other guys that just got fired this year. Right. I was fired 2 years ago, but all these other guys, they're in the same boat, but even worse because now the company's changed names and they're totally ignorant about the law and they don't know what to do. So I'm trying to get a class action lawsuit.
So Sal, it's not really a question there that you're asking. So just have them call me at the office and we'll see if we can help them. Okay.
Sal, appreciate it. We got to run, pal, so do that. I've heard you before. Call us, and we appreciate that. So call that number, 1-855-821-5900. Moving on down to Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
You betcha. What's up?
I'm calling on behalf of a friend of mine. I've been in senior management and have had to hire, fire, et cetera, so I think I know the rules. But I want to kind of run this by you. He's in his late 50s, has been an employee for over 30 years with a well-known franchise chain company. He's been a senior manager, so he's I believe he's director level. Anyway, this particular company, whose head office and HR is out in the United States, even though he's employed in Canada, is offering him a year and a half severance and is not moving from it. Based on my experience, this gentleman is owed full 2 years.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And oftentimes what happens is a company hopes that that the employee is going to be able to find the job very quickly and save them a lot of money in doing so. But, you know, it may be difficult for someone in his late 50s in a senior role to replace that income. So, yeah, he probably is owed 2 years' pay easy. And the difference between 2 years and a year and a half is significant, especially if he's in a senior role. So, yeah, have them call me. If they don't want to move, we'll move them. I mean, it's not up to them, right? They don't get to a say in this. That's why we have a legal system and a legal process. And I can tell you that if it's handled properly, in my experience, we can resolve that pretty quickly. So I'd be more than happy to connect with this gentleman. So have him reach out to me in the office, and let's make sure he gets what he's owed. You're right. 18 months is not enough.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that. So I'm going to give you the number as well. You probably got it down. 1-855-821-5900. Email me, of course, help@employmentlawyer.ca. But all right, Leo, let's get down the list here. First one up is Matthew says, guys, was let go last week and offered a severance package. My employer says that until I accept, he won't pay me commissions owing to me for deals that I already closed. I don't want to accept the severance offer, but I can't afford to live with it if I don't get these commissions. So what do I do now?
That's completely ridiculous, but more than that, it's completely illegal. Yeah. You cannot withhold wages until the severance issue is resolved. He has to get paid what he is owed. So I'll tell you this right now, John. A letter from me gets him paid his commissions within 24 hours, and then we can resolve his severance issue. He's right. He shouldn't accept bad severance because he wants those commissions, and his employer can't withhold it. That's a I was going to say dirty tactic. Forget about dirty. It's just illegal. Yeah. So I'd be more than happy to connect with Matthew. Matthew, you run a call me. I'm glad you sent that email. But know that what your employer is doing is illegal. Let's get you proper severance and let's get you paid immediately too.
Appreciate that, Matthew. Cheryl says, guys, over a period of a few months, I felt my employer was taking advantage of me. I was called in to work weekends. I was made to stay very late, and I also required to change my vacation plans. I was not paid anything extra. It got to the point that I couldn't take it anymore. I quit. Is there something now that I can do?
Well, I can't say just based on this very short description that I can blame Cheryl for quitting in this situation. It does sound like she's being taken advantage of, not treated properly, not paid when she should be paid, not be allowed to take time off. All those things are things an employer is not allowed to do. It's a breach of the terms of employment, and it potentially creates a poison work environment, etc. So if she resigns because of that, the law doesn't look at it as a resignation. The law looks at it as a constructive dismissal. And if it's a constructive dismissal, and even though she resigned, she's owed severance. So you can't make your employer be a better employer. You can't make them treat you better necessarily. You can't force them. But what you can do is make them compensate you. So for her in this case, yeah, I don't know much about how much she's owed given the fact that I don't know how long she's worked there, etc. But she's absolutely going to be owed severance if she can show, if she can prove all those things that she's told us about. And there's a lesson here for all employees.
Yeah.
If you are being mistreated, if you are being taken advantage of, you're not treated properly, that could be a constructive dismissal. Now, I don't want people to do what Cheryl did here, and she jumped the gun a bit. Before you quit, you talk to me. Okay, I want us to do this right. But generally speaking, yeah, if you quit because of that, that's a constructive dismissal.
So, you know, moving forward, we're assuming hopefully Cheryl has some sort of documented proof on her end about these things that have been going on. Maybe keep some sort of ledger. I don't know. Is that something you should do anyway when things start to go a little bit sideways at work? Keep records for yourself, right?
Absolutely. Always remember that the person that's causing all the trouble is not going to admit it. Yeah, they're not going to say, yes, I did it. Okay, sorry. No, that's not going to happen. So you, the employee, if you're going to say that someone mistreated you, someone did you wrong, you have to show it. And it's so you could do that by sending someone an email confirming it, by keeping a journal, by recording a conversation. There's various ways you can do that, but very important to have a way to prove it, keeping in mind that others, if they're in trouble, may lie. So don't let them get away with it.
Stevens up next says, Leor, I was given notice of termination in February. Since then, my employer has extended that notice twice. Right now, my last day of work, supposedly, is at the end of the month. Do I get severance?
So this is a very good question. So an employer is able to give notice instead of paying severance. So as an example, if you're owed 9 months severance, your employer can give you all or some of that by way of advance notice, and then reduce the requirement to pay severance. But for that notice to be effective, it has to be clear and unequivocal, and you have to have a specific end date. There Right. should be no question in your mind when your job comes to an end. So think about it this way. If you're told your job ends in February, oh, no, it's going to be in March. Oh, no, it's going to be in June. Well, then at that point, you're not going to know, is this one really it? Are they going to extend that? I'm not sure what's going to happen now. And because you're not sure anymore, that notice is no longer effective. So it's quite possible that because this employer keeps extending the notice, keeps extending the end date, that they're not giving notice. And when this person actually is eventually let go, it's as if they never got notice and the company has to pay them severance. So that happens when your employer keeps extending your end date. They may lose the ability to rely on that notice.
So if it ends up being June when they finally do get let go, it's like, oh, yeah, but I gave you 5 months notice in February. No, you did not, because you kept moving the goalpost, right?
Exactly. The company's going to say, yeah, we get credit for those 5 months. So we may not owe you anything, or maybe we owe you something less than 5 months. No, not so fast. Because, as you said, they moved the goalpost, because now there was no certainty for this employee that he's going to lose his job in June. It's as if he got no notice at all.
To send along your email anytime, not just for the show to be read aloud, but to have to Lior and his team anytime, help@employmentlawyer.ca, and reach Lior and the firm, 1-855-821-5900. Nancy's up next, says, I had to miss work on several occasions because of a medical issue that I'm dealing with. My boss told me that if I miss work, more work, I shouldn't bother coming back. What a sweetheart this guy is. Can he do that, Lior?
Lovely person. Lovely person. The totally. The holiday party is going to be very nice this year, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's not proper. It's not legal. And it's actually ridiculous. If you have legitimate health reasons to be off and you have a doctor's note supporting you if you need it, you can be off as long as you need to. And you cannot be punished for it. And think about it. What's the point of threatening her in this situation? Well, I was threatened, so I'm going to just be healthy from now on because otherwise I was just going to be sick again. It doesn't work that way. You don't get to decide when you're sick, when you're healthy. If you're sick, you can't work. If anything we've learned from the pandemic is stay home if you're not well, right?
Right.
We've all learned that. So, no, if this employer tries to let her go because of that, that would be certainly a wrongful dismissal. It could absolutely also be a human rights violation, depending on what the medical condition is. So that's illegal. If an employee has a doctor's note and is away for legitimate health reasons, they cannot, should not be punished for it. And any employer that does so is going to be on the wrong side of the law for sure.
Kind of reminds me of the other evil cousin of that one. That's the boss that says, well, you've used your 10 sick days that you have for the year, so you're not allowed to be sick anymore. Get back to work, right?
Yeah, well, just make sure that next time you're sick, you tell yourself, oh, I don't have any sick days, and you're going to feel a lot better. It doesn't work that way. It's ridiculous. The number of sick days that you have only tell you how many days you're going to get paid by your employer. It doesn't tell you how many days you can be off. You can be off as long as you need to. You can be off for 11 days, 20 days, 120 days. It doesn't matter. As long as it's legitimate and you have a doctor's note, the number of sick days do not change that.
Let's get down to Elaine's email. Says, guys, I quit my job because my employer owed me $4,000 in overtime and vacation pay. He refused to pay it. I asked for payment many times, and he always promised that he would pay, but as I'm sure you're guessing by my email, he never did. Is there something that I can do to get that money owing?
Well, sure, absolutely. If you're owed money and you can show that money is owed to you, it's easy. You can go after it in small claims. You can go after it with the Ministry of Labor. You can have me send a letter, which often would resolve it. So it's very easy to get that money that's owed to you. But to me, this is actually a bit more interesting here. If this person leaves because she was not paid, and $4,000, gosh, is a lot of money. That's a constructive dismissal. I touched on that earlier. If your employer is not paying you what it owes you and you leave because of it, who's going to blame you, right? That could be a constructive dismissal. So not only could she get the $4,000 that's owed to her, of course she can, she could also get severance. And again, I don't know how long she's worked there, but if she's worked there long enough or if she's old enough, she could get 2 years' pay because of that. So very important to keep that in mind. It goes back to what I said in the case of the day. Your employer should always pay you what it owes you. If not, constructive dismissal comes to mind.
Let's roll through to Fred's good. Says, guys, I got into an argument with my boss and was fired on the spot with no compensation. I've always been a good employee and have worked for the company for 5 years. Can I get my job back?
Well, yeah, potentially. If he was let go, then no. If he kind of resigned in the heat of the moment, perhaps. But if he was let go, even though he did nothing wrong, there's no mechanism to force the company to take him back. What the law can do is compensate him by way of severance. And even though he may have made a mistake, maybe he got into an argument, maybe he said a few things he shouldn't have said, you know, stuff happens sometimes, that doesn't mean that he can be deprived of severance. The only time you can be deprived of severance is if the company has cause to let you go, and that means you did something so bad that it's just not possible to continue employing you. So if you've been there for 5 years like this person, no issues for those 5 years, and then, yeah, you had a blow up one time, that's almost never going to be enough to be cause. So full severance is going to be owed, and after 5 years, depending on his age or position, he could be looking at 6, 8, 10, even 12 months of severance. Yeah. So definitely we need to speak.
And we'll move on down to Bill here. So we're getting through some of the email on the show tonight. I would like to take some time off this summer to travel, about 2 months. How should I approach my employer when taking unpaid time off? And what do I do if they say no?
So the first thing to remember is that your employer does not have to give you time off. Whether it's vacation, your employer can say no to your vacation request and decide when you take vacation. And certainly if you're saying, no, I'm not taking my vacation, I just need you to allow me some pay time off, the company is not required to provide it. They can say no. And in that situation, if you do it anyway, the law is going to consider that to be a resignation. If you leave your job when you should be working, then, you know, that's what a resignation looks like. So he has to understand that there's no mechanism to force the company. What I would do here is I would have a good, open, honest discussion with the company. I would tell them when you'll be back and offer maybe to provide help and support while you're away. Maybe you can be available by phone every once in a while to answer questions. Yeah. And hopefully the employer is going to be reasonable, but that's the only way to do it.
You did mention vacation there as we wrap up. Now, you said, you know, you have to get whatever vacation you're allotted for your job, but your employer, a lot of people don't know this, can schedule that for you, right?
Absolutely. So let's say you get 4 weeks vacation in your job. Your employer can say, I've decided when you're taking your 4 weeks this year, you're taking them then. You're like, well, I don't want it then. I want to take it in the summer. Well, your employer is actually allowed to decide that. Most employers don't do that. Most employers let you decide and say when you're taking that vacation. But strictly speaking, the company can decide when a vacation is taken and in what increments.
And we are done for the night. Appreciate your phone calls and all of your emails. Keep them coming. We rely on you and love having you as part of the show. In the meantime, I want to reach out to Lior and his team. It's always a good idea to do so before you make any moves, right? 1-855-821-5900. Help at employmentlawyer.ca. And that website, one more time, free and anonymous access to the severance calculator. That's a huge bonus right there, just to use pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 6:30 with the next edition of the Employment Law Show. Enjoy your night.